Hello, 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 guys. Well, welcome to another episode of my podcast. I know, it's been quite some time. I have not been regular with my podcast episodes. Actually, I was busy with few of my freelance projects and could not really get the time to interact with you all. But now I am back with all my stories and interesting stuff. Well, guys, so much to tell you, yeah. Firstly, you know, thank you for all your love and support. Season 1 has done extremely well and it has received immense feedback from you all. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, guys. This really means a lot. Okay, so now I am back, and just to let you know, it's my birthday. Yay! Drum roll, please. Haha. Well, isn't it amusing? The older you get, the more the years just kind of come together, if you know what I mean. I always get perplexed and mystified by how much can just change in a year. When I was younger, I used to think a certain age signifies certain things which are supposed to happen. You are bounded to accomplish certain things for yourself, for society, by a certain age. You know, it is mandatory. That's how society perceives you as an individual. Actually, society sets expectations for us and we always pressure ourselves to feel like a certain way at a certain age. I believe that is not really fair or true. There should be no time limit or age limit on the things you want to achieve. Well, now that I am a year older and wiser, I can say that my life gets better every day. I'm happy at my job. My personal life is going well. I mean, you know, life is good. Of course, there are a few things that are not that great, but let's be positive today, yeah. It's my birthday after all. It is nice to look back, go through the memory lane and reflect back on how far you have come. You will definitely realize that how amazing life has been. It's pretty much amazing actually, how everything, every teeny tiny thing you did before reaching this stage or phase of your life where you are right now. I think I have always been the way I am today, or I have just made the choice to be me and not be who I think others want me to be. I feel more confident now actually. If you are still listening to this podcast, thanks for spoiling me. I always try to create content about what other people hopefully want to read and listen. But today I'm being self-centered. It's my birthday and I'm expressing my thoughts, what I want to say, you know. So thanks for hanging in there. Since it's my birthday, I have created I have created a tiny list of few of the most imperative things I have learned thus far, and I want to share it with you guys. Well, trust me, I have kept it short and simple. So it goes on. Number one, you can choose your own time zone. If at 25 you are still slogging it out in a 9-to-6 job, you feel worthless. All your friends are getting married and posting pictures of their honeymoon to some exotic destination and you can't even afford to think of it in the next 2 years. Time is running out. The world is running past you and you. You find yourself like struggling to even get up from bed. Well, relax. Take a deep breath. Don't compare yourself with others. The world is full of all kinds of people. Those who get successful early in life and those who do later. There are those who get married at 25 but divorced at 30. And there are also who find love at 40, never to part with them again. I think early success does not mean a happy life. You could open a company at 25. You could also go bankrupt at 30 if the company dissolves. You could find success at 40 and perhaps you would be more well equipped to handle it then. Whatever happens, happens for a reason. And there's no right time. We get things when we are ready for them. When it does not happen for you, it means it is not supposed to happen right now. No point worrying yourself sick and envying other. I think you know, in such a scenario, just spend your time polishing your personality, acquiring new skills, learning a new language. Create the person you want to be in future. Create the personality that will match your success. Work towards your goal at your own pace. Guys, everybody has their own timeline. Come on, life is not a race. Work at your own pace and don't let anyone get in your way. Life is about waiting for the right moment to act. So relax. You are not late. You are not early. You are very much on time. Trust me. Number two, your thoughts can change your reality. Learn to choose your thoughts like every day. So here I am talking about self-talk. Self-talk is what you think and believe about yourself and your experiences. It is like a running commentary in your head. Your self-talk may be rational and helpful, or it may be negative and not helpful. Ask about your thoughts. Ask yourself whether your thoughts are helpful or not. Look at what you are saying to yourself. One of the best ways to see if you are worrying too much is to look at the odds. What are the odds or chances that the bad thing you are worried about will happen? If you have a job review that has one small criticism among many compliments, what are the odds that you really are in danger of losing your job? Actually, the odds are probably low. There are several kinds of irrational thoughts, like focusing on the negative. This is sometimes also called filtering. You filter out the good and focus only on the bad. You know, then there is this so-called should be theory, you know, where people sometimes have set ideas about how they should act. If you hear yourself saying that you are, you know, or other people should, ought to, or have to do something, then you might be setting up yourself to feel bad. Trust me. You can also be overgeneralizing many a times. It is basically, you know, it can be true for everything. Then there can be catastrophic thinking. This is assuming that the worst will happen. So what I mean is, there are so many irrational thoughts. You just need to choose your thoughts and replace the negative ones with positive ones. I think keeping a journal of your thoughts is one of the best ways to practice stopping, asking, and choosing your thoughts. It really makes you aware of your self-talk. Write down any negative thought you had during the day. If you think you might not remember them at the end of your day, keep a notepad with you so that you can write down any thoughts as they happen. Then write down helpful messages to correct the negative thoughts. If you do this every day, accurate, helpful thoughts will soon, you know, they'll start coming naturally to you. I'm keeping a journal for so long now, and I must say it has made me so calm and helped me change my thoughts and irrational behavior to a major extent. I also did a full blog post on how journaling has transformed my life. You can read it on my blog. Okay, so the last point, last lesson which I have learned this year is, rather than making a living, find your passion and make your life through it. Which simply means do what you love and money will follow. Although money is great and can buy us all the things that will temporarily make us happy, no amount of money can buy time. Time is our most valuable asset. Like you all will agree on this, right? So, when I clicked the publish button, I still remember, you know, on my very first blog post, I was worried about what others might think, if I would find ways to explain what I had to say clearly enough. Granted, starting a blog might not seem like a big life decision in the grand scheme of things, but I must say it is one that is developed to be something, you know, a life-changing decision for me. Before I created my own blog, I was always curious as to why people dedicated hours of every day to creating new content, what the biggest attraction to blogging was, and why it was becoming such a popular hobby and career in many cases for so many people. Over the past almost 4 years now, I have been able to learn these things for myself, and I now completely understand why so many fall in love with blogging and all the positive aspects that comes hand in hand with it. There is no doubt that I have hit quite a few brick walls in my life, but I can now use those times to my advantage to shed light on the situations and possibly help someone else who might be in a similar situation. I love writing about topics which I would have, you know, I would have benefited from having access to when I was younger, and it is always heartwarming when someone comments on my posts or sends me a message or an email saying that a post I have written has helped them in some way. Well, I must say blogging has given me the platform to share how I do that in my day-to-day life. It allows me to reach an audience which I never imagined I would. And I can only hope that what I have written and what I will write in future will help others out there. Even if it is only one person, it makes everything worthwhile. It, you know, writing allows me to merge my love with everything else I'm passionate about. It also allows me to gain an insight into other things I'm interested. So, all this stuff drives and motivates me to continue on my journey as a blogger. Guys, when you value money over pursuing your passion, you will find yourself in an endless cycle of misery. Trust me. Work will not feel like a journey or adventure, but more of a pain on your mind and body that has to get done. This, of course, will lead to stress and anxiety. Instead, follow your passion and see how much work just seems to flow instead of you having to force things to happen. Well, I would say the most exciting part about wrapping up my last year is that I got to share my day-to-day life with all of you, my online friends, readers, followers, each one of you. Waking up every day and thinking of creating content for all you guys brings me so much bliss and contentment. Well, blogging is fun. Answering your questions, checking my DMs is a persistent reminder of how grateful I am that I have got all your love and support. Thank you so much for all those thoughtful birthday messages. You made my day. Thank you for being a part of my journey. Endlessly grateful to you all for your love, comments, shares, feedback, and firm support. Sending you lots of love. Bye.